9452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get to our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Actually, I'm flying solo today. Let me remind you, if you ever have any one of finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any need today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, being a day that ends in Y, we celebrate on Ron Siegel Radio. We celebrate every day. That's obvious there. Celebrate every day. Let's take a look. Today is Bifocals on the Monitor Liberation Day. Yeah, no excitement on that one. Rosa Parks Day, World Trick Shot Day, National Day of Giving. Yeah, I like that one. National Eat a Red Apple Day.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I'm always one for having beaten anorexia. So I'm going to go with what I think might be the best one of the day. National Pie Day, National Pie Day. So I like that one. So being that I am the host of the show, that's what we will go for right here, right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average now. Let's take another look at the markets. Up 266 points. Was up quite a bit more earlier in the day. Yeah, I know it's pretty early right now, but for stock market's sake, the markets have been opened about 2.5 hours now. So, yeah, that's had a ride. S&P 500 up 46.77. So that's not too far from the high of the day. NASDAQ up 162 points. Oil. Yeah, we always look at oil. Sometimes it gets me ill to look at oil. Sometimes I just look at it because, hey, you know something? I give you the information. You make the decisions. In Calizuela, we suffer, but it's our own decisions. National average gallon of gasoline, $2.14. That's been going up a little bit. It was 212.7 yesterday, 214 today. Calizuela, $3.18.6. Just drives me crazy. Missouri, cheapest in the land, $1.78.8. So call that $1.20. Call us $3.20. $1.40 a gallon more in Calizuela than they're paying in Missouri. But hey, you know something? We live in the state that likes to persecute its people. And I'll tell you more about that as we go along in the morning. But you know something? The Governor Newsom now looking at shutting down the state again. Who's that going to affect the most? Yeah, the working people, the people that need help the most. Where's the governor? Yeah, he sends them away. And if you didn't catch our broadcast yesterday, I know there's a lot of folks did catch that broadcast yesterday, talking about the fallacy of what some of these folks are doing. And yes, Nancy Pelosi, part of the problem, not part of the solution. Right? Kids need to be back in school. All of the data shows that they are safe in school. Wonder what's going on there that there's no that Pelosi and the others. Fauci, right? He's proven to be nothing than a media whore, right? I mean, that's all Fauci's done so far. He's gone back. He's flip-flopped more than the House of Pancakes. I mean, that guy could go to work very easily at the House of Pancakes, just flipping those pancakes. But, you know, that's just a different story. Moving right along. Hey, election news. It's still out there. You're not hearing this on the lame street media. But check this one out. Pennsylvania mailed out 1.8 million votes, 1.8 million ballots. They got back 2.5 million ballots. How does that happen? How do you send out 1.8 and get back 2.5? Just a thought for you, just a question for you there, so you can ponder that one. Those of you that say that there was no fraud in the elections, answer that one for me. Answer that riddle for me and see if we can get a little help there.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yep. Moving right along. Let's see. You know, some of these facts that there are with the election, it just baffles me. Joe Biden received a record number of votes, 15 million more than Barack Obama got. 93% of the black vote in 2012, 13% of the entire vote was African-American. Joe Biden got 87%, 6% less than Barack Obama. No incumbent president has ever lost an election in a century and a half, modern times, gaining more votes in the second attempt. No president ever lost when he gained more votes. Donald Trump gained 11 million more votes than he did in 2016. Think about that one. 74 million votes. Joe Biden is the first president in 60 years since John F. Kennedy to lose Ohio and Florida and still win the presidency. Are you getting a little pick, some of the pictures here? Wall Street Journal independently analyzed 19 counties throughout the USA that had been right on their voting records over the past 40 years. So for the past 40 years, 19 counties in this country have picked correctly. 19. 18 of them went for Trump. Only Clallam County in Washington State did not. Again, that's evidence. Maybe it's not evidence that overturns, but it's certainly curious. Also, Donald Trump won 81% of the counties. 81%. Joe Biden underperformed Hillary Clinton in every major metro county around the country, except, suspicion here, Milwaukee, Detroit, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. Those seem to be the counties that have the most questionable information out there. So is that where the question marks are coming? Wonder what's going on here. Now, you know, I'm going to ask a simple question of you. Maybe somebody can help me with this. If what Joe Biden did makes sense, I'm not saying it did or didn't, why in the world did the candidates for president spend millions and millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars campaigning? Why don't they all just stay in their basement? Right? I mean, Joe Biden supposedly won staying in his basement. Moving right along. Los Angeles County's Board of Supervisors, Department of Public Health, and Department of Health Sciences have renewed contracts with two public relations firms for the second time after spending millions in taxpayer funding since March. They just signed another one, $2.9 million, to have them craft and guide a coronavirus response media campaign, despite the county having its own fully staffed communications team. Why don't we just get rid of the communications team that's on salary if they're going to pay outside firms to do this? According to documents obtained, Bill Melligan, Fraser Communications, and Mercury Public Affairs were originally awarded separate no-bid contracts of $200,000 on March 12th and 30th, respectively. That's where your taxpayer money is going. I'm going to ask a simple question because I did see, and I heard this one, 327,000 doses of the vaccine coming to California. 327,000. Sure, they'll go to the politicians in Washington and Sacramento before they get to you and I, if you and I decide we want them. But here's the question that I'm going to throw out to you, because I'm not a fan of getting in on the first round of vaccines. I want to see what the longer-term effects are on them. But I am I do question things. You probably noticed that. And I'm not a fan of the corrupt big pharmaceutical companies. But how is it that we get this virus that is, it is deadly for some, right? We went over this yesterday in great detail, but it's about 0.2% fatality rate, right? That's not, you know, you're going to, I don't know what the number is, but you could probably get somewhere close to that stepping off a curb, but I digress. The question I have is, we came up with a solution for this in 7 months, give or take, right? They started probably in February, March timeframe. We're going to get the emergency use authorization probably next week. So 6-7 months, big pharma came up with a solution to this. Why haven't they done that for cancer? Why haven't they done that for many of these other diseases, right? Melanoma, breast cancer. They spend a lot of money on it. Diabetes, right? I can tell you firsthand, but close. I have a doctor that has a solution, and it's published, 98% cure rate for type 2 diabetes. If you want his name, I'll give you his name and the information. Just let me know. 98% cure rate, type 2 diabetes, if treated within 7 years. Goes to the to the convention, I think it's endocrinologists, and they want to know what's the cost-benefit analysis of his solution. Cost-benefit analysis, really? That's what they're asking? When you're talking about saving people's lives, do they ask for a cost-benefit analysis on heart surgery? Do they ask for a cost-benefit analysis on insulin? Think about that. I just don't get it. Unbelievable. But hey, this is the issue. And why are we not getting a solution to these other things? Do you think it's because Big Pharma has a vested interest in keeping people ill? I'm going to suggest to you, maybe they do. I don't know whether it's true. I'm just saying, maybe they do. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got some great information for you, a great broadcast for you. Knowledge is power on the path to home ownership. Don't let buyer competition keep you from purchasing a home. 7 smart secrets smart professionals use to choose financial advisors. And yes, of course, we've got that featured home brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. All that information and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Real Estate Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how-to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit Real Estate Radio with Ron for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com. and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Dreaming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. You can text My Home Mortgage to 79564, My Home Mortgage to 79564. Get all the information you need to get that new checkup, that home mortgage checkup. Yeah, Geneva Financial, they've got the information for you. Looking at the markets, Dow Jones now up 248 points. The NASDAQ up 164 points. S&P 500 up 46 points. The 10-year Treasury up 7 basis points to 0.911. And the mortgage-backed securities, those are down 22 basis points, which means interest rates are up ever so slightly. Why is all of this happening? You can find out all those numbers on that super secret website, Google.com. But why are all of these happening? After receiving panic euphoria reading from Citibank yesterday showing the stock market was extremely euphoric levels, we thought stocks might sell off and that some of that money would find its way into the bond market. Sure enough, mortgage bonds soared to a new all-time closing high yesterday. Now in uncharted territory. CoreLogic, they released their home price index report for October showing that home prices increased 11% during the month and 7.3% on a year-over-year basis. Big improvement from the 6.7 year-over-year number reported last month. Single-family detached homes rose by 7.9% year-over-year, while attached homes only rose by 4.5%. Supports the theme that condos are appreciating at a slower pace than standard homes. The forecast that home prices will rise 0.4% in November and 1.9% in the year going forward, which is a huge revision to their 0.2% forecast in the previous report. Remember, not long ago, CoreLogic was expecting a negative 6.6% depreciation, right? They said that the property values were actually dropped 6.6%.
You know better than that.
Yeah, CoreLogic quotes, sometimes we've been talking about for their change in the forecast. First-time buyers, they're going to be a big part of next year's home purchases. The largest wave of millennials is heading into prime home buying years. This should continue for several years. Within the report, the hottest markets were Phoenix, San Diego, Washington, D.C. Phoenix was up 12.1%, San Diego up 8.3%, and Washington, D.C. up 7.1%. So we have told you yesterday, tomorrow we're going to get the first of two important jobs reports, the ADP employment report. Estimates calling for around 420,000 job creations in the month of November under normal circumstances. We would be saying that that's a great jobs report. But right now, because of where we've been this year, yeah, that jobs report may be, you know, 420,000 if they come up with that number. That might be a little tame, right? Because we're looking, we need a much bigger number than that based on where we've been. So we're just going to throw that out there for you. Jerome Powell is out speaking today. So we'll watch and see if we get any information, anything of urgency coming from the Federal Reserve Chairman. What else is going on in the markets today? We're watching all of them for you. I had a conversation yesterday. I should tell you that's the real time. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial when you're ready for that next mortgage. Geneva, they've got all the products. They've got all the programs. They've even got the down payment assistance. If you need, they're looking to buy in a house, you want to, and wait till you see the featured home that Mike Dunn shared with us on My SoCal, brought to you by My SoCal Lender today. Think about what's coming up from Mike Dunn, and you think about the down payment assistance. Grandma and Grandpa thinking about buying you a new computer for the holidays, a new Apple. Maybe, just maybe, they could buy you a home, help you with a down payment of a new home instead of that computer. We're going to share that information with you. Just because we can, that's why it is, right? We can share that information with you. We can tell you how through down payment assistance, right? What is down payment assistance even mean? There are programs out there that our friends at Geneva Financial do have available that can give you or grant you money to help you make that down payment. So you don't have any money for a down payment. I get it. A lot of people haven't saved money. A lot of young people, especially the millennials that we've been talking about. So they haven't saved a whole lot of money. But they are looking to buy a new home. They want a new home. So down payment assistance can provide up to 5% for that new home. 5% down payment assistance. So think about that. $400,000 house. That's $20,000 potentially. I'm not saying that everybody qualifies. There are qualifications for it. But $20,000 to help you buy that new house. What can you do with that money? Well, you can put that money toward the down payment. So if you have a $500,000 house on an FHA loan, you're going to need about $17,000, $18,000 for your down payment. Don't hold me to it. This is just educational. But you're going to need about $17,000 or $18,000 for your down payment. You might need another few thousand dollars for closing costs. You might have grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, sellers, agents, lenders help out with those closing costs. Right? So it's all possible. It's all part of the negotiations. That's why I tell you, you need a great real estate professional to help you with that. But think about that, getting that assistance to buy that new home. You're in the Inland Empire. You're in Orange County. There are $400,000 homes. I was just chatting with somebody in Bakersfield. Hey, he's looking at a $250,000 home. Down payment assistance may be the right solution for him. Right? But that's the issue. That's what we're talking about for folks. And contemplate that whole idea right there about the down payment assistance, because our friends over at Geneva, they've got that program there. Where, how do you pay back that down payment assistance? Well, meet the qualifications and you don't, right? It's forgiven. You have to live in the property for a certain amount of time. The different programs have different options there. But live in the property for X amount of time, that down payment assistance is forgiven, right? So it's basically free money. Anybody want 20 grand right now? Right, 25,000, because if you're buying that property that goes up to the lending limits, which they are changing, I've shared that with you. County lending limits are going up in various areas right now. They'll actually, not right now, but the first of the year they change. And I've shared some of those numbers with many of you so that you would have the numbers and you can make your plans for them. Because, hey, you know something? How do you make an educated decision if you are not educated? Right? And it's not that you don't want to know. It's just that why would you know? You're not doing this stuff every day. Your friends here at Ron Siegel Radio, we do this every day, so we keep track of all of this for you. But the new lending limits that are going into place on the first of the year, they're going to allow Riverside County $548,250. San Bernardino, same thing, $548,250. That's going to be your new lending limit there. That's going to be the same limit for the down payment assistance for almost all counties in California, $548,250. Think about that. If you get 5% of that, am I doing the math right? That's about $27,000, right? 5% of 548. I should look it up just because somebody's going to call me and say, Ron, don't you know what the heck you're doing? Yeah, it's about a little over $27,000 potentially in assistance to buy your new home. And again, I'm going to share with you a property that will qualify for right here in Orange County. Yeah, you can do that in Orange County. So there's people that will say, Ron, I can't do that in Orange County. You can't afford it in Orange County. Yes, you can afford it. You just have to chat with the right people and get the right information, because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, yeah, we got a lot of great stuff lined up for you. We've got that featured home for you, brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. Knowledge is power on the path to home ownership. Don't let buyer competition keep you from purchasing a home. And 7 secrets smart professionals use to choose financial advisors. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564. store.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Hey, let's check out the report today. Knowledge is power on the path to home ownership. Home ownership is on the goal list for many young adults, but sometimes it's hard to know exactly how to get there. From understanding the home buying process to pre-approval and down payment assistance options, uncertainty along the way can ultimately hold some buyers back. Today, there are over 75 million millennials, 67 million Gen Zers in the U.S., making up a significant number of both current and soon-to-be home buyers. According to a recent Fannie Mae survey of more than 2,000 of these individuals, quote, 88% said they are confident they will achieve home ownership someday, unquote. In addition, the survey also reveals that for younger generations, the motivation to own a home may be more emotional than financial compared to previous generations. Less than 50% say they want to use their home as an asset. 78% believe it's the best way to live the way they want without restrictions. 80% believe home ownership is the best way to make it on their own. Whether home ownership goals from the heart or are driven by financial aspirations, or maybe both, the obstacles standing in the way don't have to bring these dreams to a screeching halt. The same survey also reveals two key roadblocks for potential buyers. Thankfully, they're both easily overcome with the power of knowledge and trusted advisors leading the way. Here's a look at these two challenges potential home buyers face today. Number one, 73% of future home buyers are unaware of low down payment mortgage options. They must not be listening to Ron Siegel Radio. For those who want to purchase a home, low down payment options are instrumental to affording one sooner rather than later, especially given the amount of debt many younger adults have accumulated. Fannie Mae also notes, quote, among the challenges they face is an unprecedented amount of debt, along with a lack of understanding of the mortgage process and their own purchasing power. Debt, in particular, creates many obstacles, such as limited ability to save and the fear of taking on more debt, unquote. Today, there are more than 2,340 down payment assistance programs available nationwide to help relieve this pressure. Understanding what's out there and the options available may help many buyers become homeowners faster than they thought possible. In a year like this, with record low mortgage rates, making their mark in the history books, being able to take advantage of the opportunity buyers have right now is essential to long-term affordability. 64% of buyers expect lenders and other real estate professionals to educate them about the mortgage process. Hey, listen to Ron Siegel Radio. We will. While many people love to do a quick search online to find instant answers to their questions, it isn't the only way younger generations want to consume information or build their knowledge base. As the survey mentions, having trusted professionals help them learn what it takes to achieve their dreams is definitely on their wish list too. Bottom line, if you're aiming for home ownership someday, it may be closer reach than you think. Let's connect. Let's chat about it. Let's put together that game plan. And as I've shared with you many, many times anywhere in the sound of my voice, yes, there are real estate professionals that I can introduce you to that are more than happy to help educate you. That's the idea. Educate. You can find houses online. That's easy. Sometimes they're sold before they go online, so that's kind of frustrating. But many real estate agents know about these before they ever hit the market. That's why they go online today. They're showed as pending tomorrow. How'd that happen? Well, professional real estate agents are working with buyers all the time. They're working with lenders like our private client team. And they have this information before it ever hits the market. So they're saying, okay, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, they've been underwritten. They're ready. They're ready and able to buy a new house. All you need to do is find the right property. Ah, somebody else in the office says, hey, I just listed 123 Main Street. I just signed the contracts. I haven't put it in the MLS yet. Do your buyers want to look at that property? Oh, sure they do. It's all in the same office. Maybe it's even the same agent. Well, they go and show the property. They agree to a price that goes in the contract. Now it goes in the MLS. And a couple minutes later, it says it's pending because it's already a pre-done deal. How do you get in on those pre-done deals? Well, you work with somebody that knows a lot of different real estate agents. You work with a professional realtor that has a lot of relationships. You put together a great package ahead of time, including being pre-underwritten. And off you go. You've got it made. That's the beauty of professional guidance. You're not going to get that on some of these financial technology websites. It does not happen there. All that's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Hey, just text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find that dream home before anyone else does. You can also find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property, what the market believes about your property. And best of all, from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio, it is free. Hey, there's a little breaking news coming out right now. So apparently there is a bipartisan, and that's a hard word to say, a bipartisan deal in the Senate for a $908 billion coronavirus relief proposal. So they've been talking about this for a while. I know that Nancy Pelosi wants her $3 trillion wish list. Ain't going anywhere in the Senate. And there's been some senators who say they don't want to do anything because we're $30 trillion in debt. Well, you get a bipartisan group, and they've come out with an agreement. $300 billion in funding for small businesses through the Paycheck Protection Program. $240 billion in aid for state and local governments, $180 billion to extend boosted unemployment benefits at $300 per week for 4 months, a temporary moratorium on COVID liability lawsuits to allow states enough time to design their own laws. It notably does not include a second stimulus check. No money going directly to you. The proposal from the group of 10 senators, Joe Manchin, a Democrat, Susan Collins, a Republican, Bill Cassidy, a Republican, Lisa Murkowski, I don't know what she is, Mitt Romney, I don't know what he is, Maggie Hassan, a Democrat, Jean Shaheen, a Democrat, Angus King, independent, and Warner, who is a Democrat. So you've got some of everything in there, and even got people that sit on the fence like a Mitt Romney, right? So if this passes in the Senate, well, maybe eventually we can get Nancy Pelosi and the House of Representatives to do something that's legitimate right? Because we know that she's done all kinds of things that are just show, right? They're not going to pass anything. They're not going to go anywhere. She knows it, but she still puts them out there so that people think that she's doing something. So we'll see what happens with this one, but at least it's a start. At least, you know it's going to pass in the United States Senate because it's already got enough for the handful of senators who say, I don't want to do anything, that we've already done more than enough. There's enough bipartisan individuals that'll say, you know something? Yeah, we're gonna go with this. And they'll override those senators who want to sit on their hands. So just some great information for you. I share that on a regular basis. And that is the breaking news. That's about as new as it comes out because it just hit the wires since we've been broadcasting, maybe a couple minutes before we went on air. But we got a lot of great other stuff to share with you this morning. I'll get to that as well. May not get to everything, though. Don't let buyer competition keep you from purchasing a home. We're going to talk about that. We've got the featured home brought to you by mysocallender.com and secrets smart professionals use to choose financial advisors. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and DCALBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. Yes, MySoCalLender.com. They've got the featured home for us today. They're going to have all the information you need about homes anywhere within the sound of my voice. So you can just go on there, MySoCalLender.com, find the information that you want. And it is some really, really cool, good information. Today's property, 2800 Keller Drive, number 307 in Tustin. Mike Dunn has this property for us. You can make 2800 Keller, number 307, a done deal. The best and most valued location in the Mandevilla Collection. Absolutely stunning upper level unit overlooking park and playground area. And a mere 200 steps to two pools, spa, gym, and clubhouse. One bedroom, one full bath home boasts approximately 750 square feet. Not including an almost 150 square foot view deck, California room. In addition, enjoy a one car garage with new coated floors and a built in storage, plus several first come, first serve. Whoops, I wonder what happened to that one. Several first come, first serve guest parking spots. Mike Dunn has this. $429,000 is the asking price. Put 3.5% down on the FHA loan. Your payment, $2,655. Put 10% down. Your payment is $2,453. Hey, yeah, those include mortgage insurance, HOA dues, insurance, property insurance, taxes, property taxes, all in there. 20% down, $2,156 per month. And for those of you keeping score at home, the APR is 3.309, 2.98, and 2.829, NMLS 217037. So a lot of good information in there. If you're an investor, think about that from an investor standpoint as well. You put 20% down, $85,800. You've got that APR of 2.829. You've got a monthly payment estimated at $2,156. You can't rent hardly anything in Southern California for $2,156 a month. So maybe you could rent that property out. Have you thought about that? Is that something that's on your mind to be a landlord? I just throw that out there for you. That is the featured home brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. Again, check with Mike Dunn if you have any interest in that property. He's got all the information. If you need to reach Mike, just give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We'll be more than happy to put you in touch with our friend Mike Dunn. Seven secrets small professionals use to choose smart professionals use to choose financial advisors. It's a big decision choosing a financial advisor. Right, 2019 Northwestern Mutual study found that U.S. adults who work with financial advisors report, quote, substantially greater financial security, confidence, and clarity than those who go it alone, unquote. The value of working with a financial advisor varies by person, and advisors are legally prohibited from promising returns. But research suggests average additional investment returns can range from 1.5% to 4% more each year. It's an interesting concept right there, and a lot of people don't ever want to think about that part of it just because they're worried about what the expenses are And I'm going to suggest to you that why worry about expenses? I am not a big fan of worrying about expenses. Why? Because I know that the expenses are all that really matters is what's the bottom line to you. Right? If you can make 1.5 to 4% more net, who cares how much you pay somebody else? I mean, I don't want to overpay, but are you aware that the most successful people in the world, the most successful, biggest investors, they pay the most money for their financial advice? A hedge fund, right? You've got to have a very significant amount of money to go into a hedge fund. They call them 3 and 20. What's 3 and 20? You're going to pay a 3% annual fee and 20% plus 20% of the margin. 3 plus 20. Think about that. And they don't complain about paying that money because they know that it's not about them. It's about how much money you keep. They're going to pay it. They're not dumb, right? They didn't get to have all that money because they're dumb. The reason they got all that money is because they're not worried about spending money. They're worried about making money. You have to spend money to make that money. And I'm just throwing that out there for you because that's really the way it is. Most people don't want to hear that. But that's just a fact of it. So what do we do? How do we figure this out? Number one, always hire an advisor who is a fiduciary. By definition, a fiduciary is an individual who is ethically bound to act in another person's best interest. This obligation eliminates conflict of interest concerns and makes an advisor's advice more trustworthy. All of the financial advisors that we recommend are fiduciaries. Number two, don't hire the first advisor you meet unless, that's what the report says. Don't hire the first advisor you meet. But maybe you should. Maybe you could. But make sure you do your own due diligence, right? So you may have to talk to 3 or 4, and the first one might have been the best. So while it's tempting to hire the advisor closest to home or the first advisor in the yellow pages, don't go that way. Call us at 800-306-1990. More than happy to put you in touch with somebody. Don't choose an advisor with the wrong specialty. Some financial advisors specialize in retirement planning, while others are best for business owners or those with a high net worth. Some might be best for young professionals starting a family. Be sure to understand an advisor's strengths and weaknesses before signing on the dotted line. Number four, don't pick an advisor with an incompatible strategy. Each advisor has a unique strategy. Some advisors may suggest aggressive investments. Others are more conservative. If you prefer to go all in on stocks, an advisor that prefers bonds and index funds, not the right place for you. Ask about credentials, right? To give investment advice, financial advisors are required to pass a test. Ask your advisor about their licenses, tests, and credentials. Might have to have a Series 7, 66, 65. Some go further and go to the CFP or Certified Financial Planner. It's a big test. Ask, it's a legitimate question. How do you get paid? Some advisors, they're fee only and charge you a flat rate no matter what. Others charge a percentage of your assets under management. Some advisors are paid commissions by mutual funds. That's a conflict of interest. If the advisor earns more by ignoring your best interests, do not hire them. I like the idea of an advisor who makes more when I make more. They've got a vested interest in making sure that I am successful. Do not hire an advisor on your own. Chances are there are several highly qualified financial advisors in your area. Can be daunting. So give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with a few financial advisors who I know, who I've vested, who I trust. I believe you can trust them too. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling you about them. So give me a call and I'd be happy to let you know what I know. And again, we just give you that advice free at Ron Siegel Radio. So I'm just sharing a little bit of that information for you there. I'm going to try and get this quickly in. Buying a home today, a good financial move. There's no doubt 2020 has been a challenging year. A global pandemic coupled with an economic recession caused heartache for many. However, it has also prompted more Americans to reconsider the meaning of home. This quest for a place better equipped to fulfill our needs, along with record low mortgage rates, skyrocketed the demand for home purchases. This increase in demand, on top of severe shortages of homes for sale, has also caused more bidding wars, and thus has home prices appreciating rather dramatically. Some, therefore, have become cautious about buying a home right now. The truth of the matter is, even though homes have appreciated by a whopping 6.7% over the last 12 months, the cost of buying a home has actually dropped, largely due to mortgage rates falling by a full percentage point. I'll probably share more about this with you tomorrow, because what's the difference in payments? I've shared this with you many, many times, that strategy beats rate always. Strategy beats rate always. A lot of people don't look at strategy, though. They just say, I'm going to go buy a house. I'm going to find the cheapest interest rate. I may or may not get the best program, but that's what they do anyway. And that's not what we believe in right here on Ron Siegel Radio. But as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.